Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 kanomda ka 3 kuLwezi 2023 uThabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abenhlanganiso ebona amabhizimusi akwele China eChinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe namhlanje babe lombukiso wokuhlanganisa abaqatshi labadinga umsebenzi oweChina Job Fair. Phakathi kwamadola eMelika angamabhiliyoni alitshumi lambili 12 billion abikwa engene elizweni ayisiwo yonke esesikhwameni sikahulumende, kodwa kungene isilinganiso sale mali njengemithelo. Umphathintambo weMelika obanayeza ukudlelana lamanye amazwe omnumzana Anthony Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje elenkuthazo ku-Israel ukuthi ike ime ukuhlasela eGaza ukuze abantu makhaza baphathise njalo kube phathiswe abalimeleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ukhulumende weZimbabwe uthi umsebenzi wezokwemba wenelise ukutholisa ilizwe amadola aweMelika angamabhiliyoni alitshumi lambili i-12 billion dollars eminyakeni emine edluleyo, kodwa kungayisiyo yonke engene esikhwameni sikahulumende. Kungene isilinganiso salimali njengemithelo. Lokhu kuphume embukisweni womsebenzi wokwemba owe-Mine Entra 2023 ofike emaphethelweni lamhlanje koBulawayo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethelela ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Evula umhlangano uhlaziya ezokwemba elizweni oqhutshwe ngabeZimbabwe Chamber of Mines koBulawayo lamhlanje, umphathintambo wezokwemba umnumzana James Soda ugcizelele amazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa entuthuko athi ilizwe lakhiwa ngabembibalo.
The mines and minerals bill, which is supposed to be concluded into law, I assure you might be aware that His Excellency the President of the Republic, when he addressed the Parliament during the State of the Nation address, obviously when he was opening the current session of Parliament, when he read through
sesiseduzane njengelizwe ukubana senze i-mining sector yethu ifike ku-12 billion. Lokhu sizakwenza ngokulolonga nokuhluza ezenziwayo ukuze i-target yethu le isiyifikise.
Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngumabhalane wogatsha lezokwemba umnumzana Kunaka Fungwa othi kuyajabulisa ukubona ukuthi ukuthengiswa kwamatshe aligugu phandle kwelizwe lokutshalwa kwemali sekufike kuleso sibanga.
To affirm that is Zimbabwe and its Ministry of Mines and Mining Development, our focus has been on achievement of the milestone of $4 billion by the end of the year 2023. This is a target that we have been working on for the past 4 years. And as a nation, we remember, we had said this is part of the impasse of the NDS 1 targets.
Kuyisiqiniseko ukubana sesifikile ku-12 billion ku-mining sector njengeZimbabwe. Lokhu yiko kade sivele sisebenza ukubana sikufikise, sisebenza njengohulumende kanye lalabo abaphakathi kwezokwenjiwa.
Kodwa ohlaziya ngezomnotho umnumzana Busisa Moyo ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso eyenzida njalo engumqondisi wenkampani e-United Refineries Limited uthi imali etholwe kwezokwemba ayeneli ukuthuthukisa lumsebenzi elizweni.
Yikho amabhenki alapha eZimbabwe asoza ayenelisi ukuthi anike i-mining sector imali yonke abayifunayo. Mining is heavy, it's capital intensive. That's why Ozimplats, we had to get FDI, foreign direct investment. Because when the Ezida, ukukhangela ukuthi siyakhankasela abakhatshana ukuthi
ucwaningo olwenziwe lonyaka olwe 2023 survey data luveze ukuba ezokwemba lonyaka ziphose zafika kuchumi ekhulwini i-9.4% kumnyaka ozayo bakhangelele ukuthi inzuzo le yehle iye kusilinganiso sokungaphansi kokuhlanu ekhulwini i-4.3%. Umqondisi webhanga leNetbank uHarry Hesse ongene umhlangano wanamhlanje uveze ukuba ibhanga lakhe lilakho ukuphathisa kulumsebenzi.
Yeah, thina njengeNetbank sizimisele ukusupporta ama-miners. Ngabe funa imali yokuthi ba-increase i-capacity yabo. I think thina sesidemonstrate vela ukuthi si-ready ukuthi sibancede ukuthi ilizwe liphakame.
Kokulolonga umthetho omutsha ozalawula ezokwemba ezweni. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abenhlanganiso ebona ngamabhizimusi akwele China, e-Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe, namhlanje babe lombukiso okuhlanganisa abaqhathi labadinga umsebenzi owe-China Job Fair owenzelwe eHarare. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Embukisweni lo, amankampani akwele China abekhanga uzulu waseZimbabwe ukuba athole ithuba lokudinga lokudinga umsebenzi kumakampani lawa kuleli. Amankampani amaningi akwele China akhanga abantu kundawo ezifana lezokwemba, ukulungiswa kwempahla ezijeneyo, ezokulima lokunye. Isikhulumeni samankampani akwele China kuleli, umnumzana Tshawana Zindoka, uchasise ngombukiso wanamhlanje.
Today we witnessed up to 50 Chinese companies under the banner of the Chamber of Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe City EZ showcasing and exhibiting job opportunities to Zimbabwean people. They were looking for a number of skills across all sectors of the economy or of the productive economy, if I must say. So they were looking for skilled, semi-skilled, unskilled, as well as highly qualified individuals.
Ele China lithi selilethe imisebenzi efika ikhulu lenkulungwane kuleli 100,000 kodwa incithi zithi abekwele China baphazamisa amalungelo oluntu lokungabhadali izisebenzi. Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngenye incithi ezimeleyo umnumzana Ronald Sibindi yena othi kumele leZimbabwe liqaphele imisebenzi yabakwele China kuleli.
I-China yenza lokhu ngoba yona ifuna ukuthola imigodi yokugebha ama-minerals anjengama-diamonds, i-lithium, legolide.
Ele China liyakulandula lokhu lisithi lilobungani obukhulu leZimbabwe njalo lifisa ukuqhubeka lisebenza ukuvuselela umnotho wakuleli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umphathi ntambo weMelika obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje lapho akhuthaze uhulumende weIsrael ukuthi ake ame ukuhlasela eGaza ukuze kuphathise abalimeleyo njalo usizo lwenelise ukungena kulesi sihlenge kuvikele abangahlomanga. Lokhu kuza ngalesi sikhathi umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden ethe kulabantu bakulelwa abangamachumi ayisikhombisa labane abaphume eGaza bengena e-Egypt. I-Israel kubika isibisele eGaza abantu abakuleso sihlenge abakade bevalelwe e-Israel kulandela ukuhlasela kwebutho leHamas e-Israel. Inhlanganiso ephathisa uzulu eGaza eyomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations ithi indawo zayo zokuhlala ezine ebezilabantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili i-20,000 zibhonjiwe eGaza. ukuhlaziya limpi Studio 7 ixoxa lengcwethi yezombusazwe ezimeleyo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions, umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya.
Mina ngithi mina ngaye kuhambe ilizwi lesikhondi esithi khona impi leyo kayiphele kayine ngoba kufa abantu abangenacala. Ye kungabe kulama-business interest kumbe yegas kumbe ngani kodwa okwakhakhesi sokukhanya sokubhidliza ilungelo labantu abangenacala.
Kulabantu asebeqale ukuvunyelwa ukuphuma eGaza laphana besiya e-Egypt ikakhulu izizalwane zamanye amazwe lokhu ukubana nje.
Yabona ukuthi kuthiwa khona abantu izakhamizi ezingakhize zeGaza seziphuma kungaba nenkinga kuye kuhle ukuthi abantu bezinye izizwe baphume ngoba iseyimpi yabo kodwa kungaba nje le nkinga yokuthi i-Israel iyaqala nje khona ukujika amanye amabhomba. Mina ngithi angitsho ukuthi mina ngaba-ke bengaphumi ya into enhle ngoba irafa vele ibhodelana ingavula ukuthi abantu baphume kungaasize kuhluphi ukuthi impahla lokudla bemithi namanzi kungene olivele egypt kodwa kawucine khonapho ukuthi abaphumayo kabaphume laba abahlaselayo kuthithi khona babehlasela ngaphetsheya kwegaza kalokhu behlasela nangapha ngaphansi egaza lokho yikuphambanisa kabaphume kodwa impi ngavele yayiphele.
Ukungaqeda limpi kungaba yikuyini?
I-America umnumzana uJoe Biden nguye olelizwi elingamisa impi. Nxa engathi khona impi yayiphele yayiphele ingapheleli khonapho. Ukuphela kwempi bheka lokhu ngoba ama-Israeli bona bathi khona bafuna ukuthi base baphilize wonke amabutho amake cacha e-Hamas asize kwenzakale. Ibe cacha alibhilizwa njalo. So lokhu okuvele kukhulunywa kuthiwa khona impi khathi singaphela udaba lwe-two-state solution kaliphinde lufakwe emkhathini.
Lo ube ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcwethi yezombusazwe ezimeleyo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions. Kusenjalo abokholo lwesiKristu lwesi-Islam babuthane endaweni yokukhonzela yabesimoslem emzini we-Avondale oseHarare izolo emkhosini wokutshengisa usekelo kuZulu wasePalestine onguye othinteke kakhulu ehlukumezekile lokubulawa engelacala empini yabe-Israel labebutho ele-Hamas, kubika uMavis Gama.
Umnumzana Thabani Dube wokholo lwesi-Islam ulandisa kabanzi ngalombuthano.
Umhlangano lo ube lama resolutions azakuya Israel Embassy of Israel kanye le United Nations le Embassy of America eseHarare. Bebesithi bona kabawelelani lezinto ezenziwa yi-Israel ePalestine ngoba kuvele kusegcekeni ukuthi Israel is being offensive in this issue ngoba kabala right ekuthathela abanye abantu umhlabathi wabo. Ngako ukuthi kuhlalisana kumele abantu behlalisane njengoba kade kuyikho i-Israel ingakabuye ngo-1948.
Okholo lwesiKristu umfundisi Wilson Dutch webandla le-United Evangelical Church yena uthi bona abalacele abalayemeleyo loba ukusekela kulimpi bona abakhala ngakho ukuthi imiswe limpi ngoba ababulawayo ngabantu makhaza abangelacala ikakhulu omama labantwana abesiPalestina.
So God is speaking through these wars. God is speaking through the war in Israel and Palestinians. God is speaking. God is giving a signal.
Ngakho uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngalezi zimpi. uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngeIsrael lePalestine. uNkulunkulu unikeza isibonakaliso njalo sifanele sikubhekisise lokhu.
Okunye kokuphume kulombuthano yinkuthazo kwabenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba owe-United Nations ukuba babumbe iqula elizokhangela izehlakalo zokubulawa kwabantu kule impi, i-Special International Criminal Tribunal. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Uhulumende uthi uzinikele ukuthuthukisa impilo yabongi Ngenjongo yokuba tholisa iholo elithengayo kanye lokwenza ukuthi indawo abasebenza kizo zibe lakho konke okwenza umsebenzi wabo uhambe kuhle. Kodwa ezinye ingcwethi zithi njengazo zonke izikhathi uhulumende uyathembisa kodwa engasoze agcwalisise zethembiso zakhe. UTobias Mudzingwa usethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuphume emkhosini wokuphiwa izithupha zokuphutsha izifundo kwabongi esibhedlela seSalimugabe Central Hospital eHarare ngumphathintambo obona ngezempilakahle umnumzana Douglas Mombeshora.
Siyakwazi ukuthi unengi okulihluphayo njengabomongikazi kodwa uhulumende uzama konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungisisa. Umsebenzi eliwenzayo umkhulu kakhulu njalo kudingakala ukuthi ubhadalwe okufanayo.
Kodwa isikhulumeli sebandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi uthi umlomo kahulumende wezanu-PF kawugcwalelwa mfula.
Uhulumende uqamba amanga kasoza improve imali yonke yathathwa isetshenzisweni kofazi nabanye abantu abangelamsebenzi kulokuthi ifakwe ku-health. Angila themba lokuthi uhulumende lo esilaye engaqakathekisa indaba zokuhola kwabomongikazi madokotela lokuthinga imitshina efunekayo ukuze izibhedlela zisebenze kuhle.
Abongi kwele Zimbabwe babikwa behola amadola emelika angamakhulu amabili lengxenye $250 ngenyanga kanye lezigidi ezimbili zedola leZimbabwe $2 million okuliholo abathi liphansi kakhulu elingeneli ukuziphilisa bona lemuli zabo. Ingcwethi zabakumsebenzi wezempilakahle zithi iholo eliphansi elitholwa ngabongi kanye lokusweliswa okokusebenzisa okwaneleyo emsebenzini yizo ezinye zezizathu ezenza ukuthi bebaleke ekhaya besiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe. Omunye umongikazi ophiwe ugwalo lokugqiba izifundi zakhe emkhosini wanamuhla unkosikazi Sithembile Hobe uthi baqakathekile kakhulu abongi.
Ngoba uyabona abantu omama abasithweleyo nxa bengakungashelakalo umidwife beyazalela ezindlini sokwenza ukuthi bahlangane lama-problems ekuthi kwesikhathi yakwanisa ukubhida kakhulu afele endlini.
Kodwa omunye njalo umongikazi wakobulawayo unkosikazi Thembelihle Masuku uthi usenyampa inhliziyo ngokuswela umsebenzi elizweni.
Mina sengile 3 years since ngagraduata but angathola umsebenzi obambekayo. Ithemba seliphela ukuthi ngizazuza yini umsebenzi kumbe ngizawulokhu ngihlezi ngikhaya. Sengicabanga ukuyadinga phandle kwelizwe ngizokuthiwa eNamibia e-UK kuyatholakala imisebenzi. Yikho esengicabanga khona ukuyazama khona inhlanhla.
Unobhala wenhlanganiso yabongi eZimbabwe Nurses Association umnumzana Enoch Dongo uthi uhulumende kumele aphange alungise inhlupho zangi engabalekeli bonke emazweni.
Nxa udaba lwezimali zeholo lungalungisiswa kanye lokutholiswa okokusebenzisa okwaneleyo, inani labomongikazi abaphuma elizweni lingaba lulutshwane. Kufuna ukuthi sikhulumisane sisebenze ndawonye ukuthi singalahlekelwa ngomongikazi.
Ikomishini ebona ngezempilakahle, e-Health Services Commission, yakhipha ugwalo olwaveza ukuthi nyakenye ilizwe lalahlekelwa ngabongi abafika inkulungwane phose ezimbili, 1700, besiya emazweni agoqela iBrithani, Canada, Australia, leMelika. Kodwa bayamsola uhulumende abanye abongi besithi usephuza ukubatholisa ingwalo eziqakathekileyo ezilakho ukubenelisisa ukuthi bedinge imisebenzi kwamanye amazwe. Namuhla abongi abaphezulu kwekhulu 137 baphiwe izithupha zokugqiba izifundo esibhedlela seSalimugabe Central Hospital esiseHarare. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mudzingwa.
Osomabhizimusi lohulumende sebekhuthaze abasakhulayo baseZimbabwe ukuba basebenze nzima ukuze bavuselele umsebenzi wamabhizimusi njalo basebenze ndawonye becebisana hathi besacathula kuphela kodwa lalapho sebekhulile ukwenzela ukuphakamisa lokuncedisa abanye babo abaveza isifiso sokungena kwezamabhizimusi. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni owenzelwe eHarare uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngentuthuko yabasakhulayo ezwekazi labensundu
AMI African Child Youth Development abacha bekhuthazwa ukuba bangakhangile emuva beqala ibhizinisi abo. Umkhulu wenhlanganiso le unkazi Zimbai Butawu uthe umhlangano namhlanje wenzele ukuba abacha bavule ingqondo zabo ukuze babone amathuba amabhizimusi kuleli.
You're already an example when it comes to, you know, our character. Everywhere I go, you always hear that Zimbabweans are very respectful, Zimbabweans are very nice, you know. We also have to say Zimbabwe has the best, is the best economy because the young people there, they are very patriotic.
Umhlangano lo ungenwe ngosomabhizimusi beZimbabwe, izisebenzi kahulumende nabasakhulayo abazama ukuvusa amabhizimusi abo. Omunye usomabhizimusi olodumo edolobheni leHarare othengisa izindlu phansi kwenkampani yeWestprop, umnumzana Ken Sharp, ukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuba bangalahli ithemba.
And the strategy must always be centered on focusing on what the customer needs. You see, regardless of the situation you're in or your position, there's always a need for something, call that a good, or some service that you can offer someone.
Abasakhulayo bathi kunenge okuhluphayo ekuqaleni amabhizimusi kuleli okugoqela ukuswelakala kwemali, ukuguquka kwemithetho yemali lokuswelakala kwabantu abathenga kubo. Omunye wabasakhulayo okhulume kulumhlangano nguDesire Sibindi yena othi ukunzima ukuqala ibhizimusi kuleli ngenxa yesimo somnotho welizwe.
Thina njengama-youth eZimbabwe sihlangana lodubo la nxa sikhanyela ezamabhizimusi, abantu abathengi ngenxa yokuthi abantu abalamali. Okunye futhi ukuthi abantu labo bahola ngamabhondi o-RTGS leli, kodwane uthola emakhethi lasezitolo bethengisa ngama-user awemelika.
Kodwa omunye osakhulayo umnumzana Matthew Mabhena yena uthi uzama ngazo zonke indlela ukwenza usemandleni akhe ukuba athuthukise ibhizinisi lakhe, esithi ulethemba ukuba kungenzeka lokhu kwele Zimbabwe.
Kodwa kunjalo siyazama ngazo zonke indlela njengama-entrepreneur ukuthi ibhizinisi lethu lihambe. Ithemba esinalo yikuthi elizweni lethu kulama-US dollars, i-foreign currency, esingathi ayikho volatile njengethu i-local currency, RTGS lethu. So silethemba ukuthi nxa sisebenzisa ama-US dollar, nxa kule access ama-US dollar, kuyenza ukuthi i-business ibe stable. Nxa kule nto ozithengisayo, i-business yakho kumbe profit yakho can realize it, because imali yakho ayidliwa yi-inflation.
Obemele umsekeli kamongameli welizwe, umphathintambo wemisebenzi yezandla, skills development and audit, umnumzana Paul Mazima uthe uhulumende uzimisele ukusekela abatsha kwezamabhizimusi.
Never be a limit as to the number of entrepreneurs that can occupy this country. And in business is where the goods and services that make a nation run are made. It is where we create the wealth of our nation.
Ngimele iStudio 7 niseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday, umsebenzi uphokile.
Kuleviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi omdumo we-alternative pop music uPatrick Nyawumwe, odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar, yena osebenzela koBulawayo. Asizwene xoxa nomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Svanda.
Uchisi za ligama alipiwa ngabantu ngoba esakhula wayethanda ukuqila abanye, kodwa abuye abasize njalo bengabona ukuthi udlala ngengqondo zabo. Asizweni kancane ngembali yakhe.
Ngizalelwe khona apha empilo koBulawayo, ngakhulela koBulawayo la seMatopo National Park. Ngifunde e-primary, e-Range Mo Primary School, leMgoqo Primary School, ngasengisiya e-secondary eMandlande High School. Ngiqale ukucula ngo-2017, lapho engareleasa khona isingle yami, ngisebenza lapho e-Velocity Records, kuze kufike khona manje. Vele bengihlabele kuse-church, ngumuntu ochaya amayisimeni seqaweni ngikhula wa
angikalonga ungangiye ngibuza nganenja kilomaga ungavume amangana bahisantezimbe ngoba ngibona kube khona ongasesekanisa balingane kwanezake zenzekale kuqala
umculo kaTrixiza uthandelwa ngontanga njalo seledlalathi elitsha
umculo wami alternative pop leli dlalathi kuthiwa ngumtaka amamoyo lile ngoma ezingu-7 iJulex album lakhona lile ngoma ezingu-9 ingoma zonke yime ngizilovileyo
abamenza wathanda ukucula njalo ke wakhe umculo ucula labanye ke asebenza nabo asizweni ukuthi ngubani
lo Kevin Lomuzi kulo Don Gumbo kulelanga kuleli dlalade ngisebenze lo Edmond Ngwenya ngasebenza lo O2 Josh Kelo B o iRoto ngasebenza lo Kholisani ngasebenza lo Manase
umculo wakhe usitholakala uTrixiza xhumana naye mlaleli
umculo wami usu-available kuma-online stores ama-DSPs amaningi ama-English ami athi Trixiza wonke IIIQX CZAR yiyo ama English am across wonke ama platforms liyafanana kubo TikTok, Facebook, Instagram konke nje
umthumo obiza alternative pop uTrixiza lo ebesiyikwetshiselayo kuhlelo woza Friday libe lempelasonto emnandi igama lamoyezwa Jesus Banda
Mommy, but that I got me, I send a summary. Don't let my soundings. I'm thinking of you, you just see your fire. You gotta go that far, really how far? You burn up a queen at the club. I hold you the tight and close. I'm a fool, need you feel you by four. No, 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 no. Sorry, sorry. Dang and dang, I always call you song. If what's one do it.
Lilalele emsakazweni we Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Good Life Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukonakala kwesimo lomsebenzi wezempilakahle eZimbabwe ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lenhlupho zokubaleka kwabongi besiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe. Singake hlukani zihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Abenhlanganiso ebona ngamabhizimusi kwele China eChinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe namhlanje babe lombukiso okuhlanganisa abaqhathi labadinga umsebenzi oweChina Job Fair. Umphathi ntambo weMelika obona ngezokudlelana lamanye amazwe uMnumzana Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje lapho akhuthaza khona iIsrael ukuthi ime ukuhlasela eGaza. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguTabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.